Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. It's Monique Leray. This is The Startup on LA Talk Radio. How are you today? I'm glad you made it here with me. We have a very special show. I'm excited about my guest today. And, you know, it was a crazy week with the fires going on. I hope you guys stayed safe and kept your animals safe. And, yeah, it's you know, never easy to watch in our, you know, we need to keep, you know, safe out there. And I'm glad you're with me today. So today I have a really special couple guests. I have Lynn Curtin calling in a little bit later from The Real Housewives of Orange County. She's really busy doing amazing things, her design company, her jewelry company, and she's doing a new show actually in Irvine this Wednesday. It's going to be at the Irvine Improv, and they're doing an uncensored show. So it's The Real Housewives Uncensored. So it'll be her and two other of her castmates, and I'm excited. I'll be going to kind of check out the show and see what's going on. So she'll be calling in soon. And I also have Lakeisha Brown coming in. She's got a really exciting business. 1987 Juices is the name of the brand. And she's a South Carolina native who started her own juice bar. And it's here in the Valley, actually. And she does holistic, healthy juices. And I think it's even all vegan. So she'll be here in just a little while. And yeah, so we've got a full show. So I want to go over a couple things that are coming up with me. I've got a few events coming up. If you are a startup brand and you are looking for some exposure, if you want to break into the LA market, we have a wonderful opportunity for you in December. December 5th, we're doing a holiday mixer. So it's an entrepreneur lab. So if you have, you know, the bare minimums and you're just getting started, you have maybe just a logo or a business plan and you have just a few things, whether it's a product or services, and you just have a few of those things put together, but you want to network and gather emails and photos and, you know, really start to build your network, I think this entrepreneur lab would be great for you. We're doing it in the heart of Silicon Beach. Again, I love Santa Monica. I think there's a certain energy there for business. And I really like, you know, the entrepreneur vibe that it has there. So, yes. So we are going to be doing that December 5th. And that's going to be at the one of the oldest buildings in Santa Monica. And it's called Rap Saloon. And, yeah, so it's at 1436 Second Street in Santa Monica. You can go on Eventbrite and just type in Holiday Entrepreneur Lab Mixer, and it's the startup, and it'll be our first one that we do. So I'd love, and you guys can even email me too. Like if you're just wanting to break into the LA market and you know, network and meet some people up and around town, my email is actually Cap Aquarius Media. So C-A-P-A-Aquarius, spelled out, media @gmail.com, and I'd love to, you know, have you down. Also, I want to let you guys know, in addition to being a producer, I started off in reality TV, made a little sidestep to do some game shows, and mostly dating shows, a lot of dating shows, and I had a great time with those. But now I'm doing, I'm kind of starting to do docu-follows, documentary shorts. So I have one that I'm working on called Justice for Jackie, and Justice for Andre and Bryson. So they're a little bit more of a serious subject matter. And, you know, we're looking forward to being able to tell their story and share their story. Hi, Lakeisha. Hi. She's going to put on her headphones in a minute, guys. We're on Facebook Live here, too. But, yeah, so we're looking to kind of tell their stories. And it's not a happy subject, you guys. It kind of sucks. It's about the, you know, police brutality and shootings that are happening rampantly. But the positive thing that can come out of it is working together with the community and, you know, sharing their story and not necessarily, you know, bashing the police, because those those officers, they want to go home to their families too. We want them to go home and be well. So the families have come together to do a initiative, and it's called De-escalate I-940, but it's actually a law. So it's the first law that's been passed in the country and actually is attempting to give more service and training to police officers. Yeah, I know you're just jumping in this conversation. I was veering off a little to the left. So we'll get back into that. But so check out my Instagram on that under Cap Aquarius Media. So not only do I do startup stuff, I also do production. And so we can talk more about that. But right now, I'm so excited. We have Lakeisha. I don't want to say it right. Lakeisha Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, girlfriend. Hey, how are girl. You? You're doing good. The side pony. I pulled this back.
I'm like, is the headphone messing up the little
tassel? That's cute. Okay. Wave at Facebook.
Hey, if anybody's guys.
Watching. Hey. So tell us your full name and where you're from. I know you're from South Carolina.
I am from South Carolina. My name is Woo-hoo. Lakeisha Brown. I am from South Carolina. Prior to living in LA, I was living in Vegas.
Oh, I love Vegas.
Corporate. Oh, I love Vegas. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, oh, there's nothing to do there, but there's everything to do.
There's too much to do there.
There's too much to do. I love Vegas. But that's kind of my story. I'm from South Carolina. I spent a lot of time in Atlanta going to college and high school. And
where'd you go to college?
I went to college at a school called Valdosta State University.
I'm sorry. I'm blinded by your teeth, by the way. I know this is like a side I don't know if I have the ADD, but your teeth are so white.
Thank you.
Do you have white strips that you do? Or
no.
Is it the juice? That's a good selling
charcoal,
point.
Charcoal.
That's no joke. I just brush with charcoal, but they're not as white as yours.
Charcoal lemonade.
What?
That it helps. That's why they're putting it in the toothpaste and they're putting it in the face mask.
That makes so. But did you put it on the juices and says, you know, we're going to glam up your teeth?
Well, we say that on the website, but we do offer a charcoal lemonade. It helps with gums, teeth, hangovers, all of that.
I have to throw that in.
That part.
I love that. Yeah, that part. But go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. What school did you go to?
Valdosta State University is like South Georgia. So it was the furthest I could go and still not be out of state, but be like far away from home.
Okay.
So I decided to go there and I loved every minute of
it. It's on the border of Lower Alabama?
Alabama? It's Georgia and Florida.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's right like 15 minutes away. Well, no, about 30 minutes away from like Florida. So we used to go to like Tallahassee and go to like
the dirty south.
The dirty south.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Yeah. Mosquito bites and tornadoes and hurricanes.
That part.
Or not tornadoes. Yeah. I hate those mosquitoes. They love me down there. But how fun is that, though? Because you can get away on the weekends or whenever you don't have class and just go to South Beach and just turn up.
It was everything. It was everything.
I love that.
I loved it.
Yeah. I love it. You got to, you know, fitness, it inspires you to stay in shape.
It does. And you know what's so funny? When I was in college, I went to school for PR and I went to school for communications.
Yeah.
And I never thought that I would love health and wellness as much as I do now. But if I knew this, what I knew now, I would have probably been in LA a long time ago.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's what business is about anyway.
Yeah.
And then so your next business, you'll go, oh, I know how to do this like this.
I know.
Boom, 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 boom.
Duplicated.
Yeah. Yeah. Copy and paste.
That part.
Well, I'm wearing my shirt today, CEO Millionaires. Have you seen this before?
I see that a lot in Atlanta.
Yeah. Do you know who this is?
I feel, is the owner from Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a former name. And it was, it's too dirty. No, it's not. His former name was Two Titty.
Titty Boy.
Two Chains.
I was like, think it is, but I'm not sure.
Yes.
But
okay.
No, for
what
sure.
does my tag say, though? Because I want them to know on Facebook. What?
Okay.
It says something like.
CEO Millionaires.
CEO Millionaires.
And then.
Creating every opportunity, right?
Yes, creating. I was about to say machine wash cold.
Also do that so it doesn't shrink. You've got great energy, by the way. I can tell
you
the juices are, I mean the teeth and the energy.
Thank you.
Did you bring me a juice? I want
you know what?
I'm damn juice.
I
put her on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to get me one later. We talked about it.
Yes.
Yes. So while you're looking, we have a caller. You ever watch The Real Housewives? Oh, there it is. Let's show Facebook. Look at the packaging.
Morning. Oh, I did.
Can I hold it up? That's
so
cool.
Yeah, I did all the packaging myself.
What? It's got a microphone and she's on the radio today.
Yes.
Beautiful. I like 1987. That was a good year. We'll hold it up there. But we're going to have a call from a Real Housewife of Orange County in about 5 minutes.
Are you serious?
Isn't that gangster?
That's so gangster.
She's so dope. Her name is Lynn Curtin.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Do you remember season 4? She was really super cool. She had the 2 teenage daughters.
Uh-huh.
And she did like her husband did real estate and like construction and stuff like that. Yeah. She's super cool. Yeah. We went out for drinks the other night. She's dope. And I it was so much fun. And then I went and her trainer, like I went, worked out with him today.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. He does not play.
You had a whole day before.
I don't know why. I was ready to meet you.
I love it.
I love it too. Okay. So tell us briefly, cause I know she'll be calling in, but, and we'll come back to you after. She's just going to call real quick.
Okay.
But tell us more about when, after you got the PR down, the communications down,
yeah,
how did you find your way out west? What inspired you to go west?
Well, I used to work corporate for the Hershey Company, who I love. I don't personally eat chocolate.
That's different from juice.
It's completely chocolate. Different. but I love the brand. It was something about someone creating something that they were so passionate about, and the enthusiasm that Milton Hershey had behind his employees. He built a whole city, Hershey, Pennsylvania, for the employees of his company. I was in love with that. And so,
I love that story. I keep forgetting that I know that.
Yes.
Tell Hershey, us a little bit more. Like, what inspired that whole thing?
Like, Hershey Park. Mm-hmm. Every time a person buys a candy bar, and they give back to the Milton Hershey School. The company, the Hershey Company, is actually owned by the Milton Hershey Trust.
Okay.
It's an amazing school. Wow. I mean, an amazing program. Everything they do with that company is, I was like, I love it.
And so
that's what I did after grad school. They moved me out west.
And wait, she said grad school, y'all. Come on, let's give her some props. I wish they had that applaud button. Good job. How old? You look young, by the way, to be
do
in grad
I?
School. Well, you know, they say black don't crack.
Yeah, I was born in 1987.
Yeah, no
so
kidding.
I'm 32.
Let's just turn those numbers around, and then that's when I was born.
1978?
Yeah, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Hey,
you it was, look good. But it was cracking, and I had to get some Botox. I might need to touch up. But anyway, that's another story. You're so fun. I love
remix.
It. Remix. So Hershey was awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. And it got me to L.A. And I've always said if I ever moved to L.A., I really wanted to stay. But I really loved the company. But it was time for another promotion. And it was like, okay, either you stay in South L.A. or you move to North L.A., which it was fine.
North L.A. being like chat, like up
Pleasanton.
Here?
Like Pleasanton.
Oh, you mean NorCal.
NorCal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was
Pleasanton's nice.
But there's something just about living in SoCal. I love all of California, but I really like living in SoCal. So I was like, oh, okay. I've already started teaching fitness classes. I've already kind of started selling juice a little bit. So if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it now, because I'll do well in Pleasanton. I'm going to get promoted again, and then I'll probably be out of California. I've extended my California stay. So I was like, no.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to spread all this magic around the world.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. And so I decided to stay, and everyone there was really supportive. I've got some really, really great friendships from Hershey, some great mentors from Hershey. And so I said, okay, I'm going to start this. And I started teaching kickboxing classes.
What?
Something so simple. Kickboxing and Zumba. That was like
kickboxing, chocolate, and orange juice. I mean, and raw juices, whatever. You gotta tell me all the flavors.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, let me teach a little more. And then I was so stressed from working that I went 2 weeks without being able to poop.
Oh, boy.
It's a lot of information, but I think we're family now.
Okay. Well, we're talking about juices.
And so what I did was a 30-day cleanse.
How does that work, 2 weeks not being okay? Like, that's got to drive
work.
You. That,
no.
I don't know.
No, it doesn't work.
Okay.
If you've ever gone a long time, you can start to feel how hard the bowel is in your stomach.
Wow.
It's like, you know, back in the day when those old school guys used to drink a lot of alcohol and then their stomach would harden up? It would be a skinny guy, skinny legs, but his stomach was big.
Oh, yeah. The alcohol belly.
I was alcohol belly.
No
alcohol.
You really? Right.
Just belly.
You didn't even earn it. Not the fun part. Yeah.
Just out here bellying it out. So that was me. And then I did a 30-day cleanse. People in my classes were like, oh, we think you're going to lose a bunch of weight. I didn't lose a bunch of weight. I lost a bunch of stomach. And so people were like, oh, this is working. You should bring it to class. We'll buy some. So I said, okay. So I would just put them in water jugs, give it to people by the gallon. I would just put my name, Lakeisha Fit, on the front of them.
Do you have a picture, like an old school of like back then? You'll have to send it to me and I'll put it on social media so people can see. Inspiration comes from when you can't take care of yourself.
Well, you can't. Yeah,
well, so listen, let me put her, let me just have her in the atmosphere. Lynn is going to be calling here in a moment, or actually, Lynn's going to be joining us here in a second. She just called, and I'll patch her through. So hold that thought, though.
Okay.
Because that's really interesting. You, out of discomfort and pain, you you launched a brand.
I launched a brand.
And I want to know what went through your head about how to get the ingredients together.
Okay.
Because that's the scoop. That's the magic. Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk to Lynn right now. Lynn, how are you?
Hi. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. You're on the Startup with Monique LeRae on LA Talk Radio.
Great.
Well, thank you so much.
I want to know what the ingredients are now.
I know, right? Oh, my God. She's going to...
What's going on?
I mean, our girl Lakeisha here is making juices. And, you know, Lynn is very health conscious.
Yes.
So we have to get her some of these juices.
Okay, I got her.
What's your favorite flavors of juice, Lynn?
Oh, my gosh. I like celery, apple, carrot.
Oh, that's
ginger.
A good flavor.
I like all that.
Yeah.
All those good juices.
We'll have to get your list.
Juices. I like everything. Anything is fine.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And we'll get your list of juices to Lakeisha. We'll make that happen. So I know you're a very busy woman. Right before you called, I was telling the listeners and the watchers that you have a show this Wednesday. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes. It's called Ex-Wives Uncensored.
Ooh,
and it's going to be at the Irvine Improv, so you can go online and get tickets right now. Doors open at 7.
Great.
Lizzie is going to be there with Emily. We're gonna have a little booth before and after the show selling our merchandise. So
nice.
Lizzie and Emily have a bathing suits that are amazing. They're very slimming.
I need to drink more juice. That's wonderful.
I'll have my jewelry line, and I have some new leather jackets that they can pre-order, or I have a couple samples left for sale.
Great.
And then we're going to be doing the show, and we also have Harold Payne. He is an improvisational singer.
Great.
So he'll be singing. It's going to be fun.
I'm so excited to be joining you, and it sounds like it will be fun because these are some of my favorite housewives, these three, and they roll together, which is so cool.
That's awesome. So, tribe.
So I know it's a tribe, right? And so, Lynn, tell us, I know that you are now the super successful entrepreneur and you've got your hand in different pots. Can you just give the people that are starting up, you know, a little inspiration, you know, tell them, you know, how it was for you
Absolutely.
When you started? Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what? It just kind of came upon me. I always was into designing when I was younger. I lived in Bangkok, Thailand as a little girl. So living in Bangkok, the little kids were working at like 7 years old. So I'm a little schoolgirl going, you know, seeing kids on the street working. And my mom had a lot of beautiful jewelry, like emeralds and rubies and diamonds, you know. And so I was always, you know, mesmerized by all her jewelry. So I would start making beads and, you know, then growing up, you know, in the late 70s and everybody's kind of a boho glam girl nowadays. So we were the first back then.
Yeah, the original.
We literally were making and embroidering our jeans and putting beads on everything.
Nice.
And so I was just inspired to, I just love like that boho glam beach lifestyle. And I like, you know, the rocker. I love like Steven Tyler. I have a cross. One of my crosses is inspired by him. It's a faith cross on my website. It's called The Faith.
Okay.
I have all kinds of different names on my for my different pieces. I have one that's kind of a Versace-inspired lion head.
Okay.
And that is called The Fierce, because we are all fierce women out there.
Yes, we are.
So I want to just tell anybody out there that's interested in starting a line or doing anything, just go for it. Believe in yourself. And if it's something you love and you wear and you can rock it, do it. And people will love it. You know, that's how, you know, if you're just wearing something out in public, people were saying to me, oh, my God, I love your bracelet.
Yeah.
I love, you know, love what you're wearing. I'm like, well, so I just started, like, making them. And then people were buying and my friends started buying them in Laguna.
That's so great. That's a great feeling when you have an idea and your friends will spend. Because, you know, friends can be kind of interesting sometimes. But when they have your back, you know you've hit something, right?
I mean.
I know, right? My friend had a party for me, and times were tough. I had, I was married to a builder.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we were either, like, living in million-dollar homes or, like, living in, like, beach rentals or whatever. But she invited me to a party at her house.
Okay.
And she just said, bring your jewelry. I literally bought, like, a shoebox full of my jewelry and walked out with, like, $1,700.
What?
Nice.
I just got chills right there, though.
She's a real one.
I was shopping for my materials at garage sales, buying leather pants, leather jackets, like old BB leather jackets, old, you know, you know, things that people were getting rid of, and I was just cutting them apart.
Wow.
And then taking grandma's brooches and refabbing them.
Wow.
Through manufacturers, and, you know, so it was amazing. And then, of course, the show created a great outlet for me. So,
well, that's a great...
Know, people from all over the world were mm-hmm. buying.
Absolutely. I love that you keep it real, Lynn, and you're like, listen, I had to hustle too, because it's like that for a lot of people. Bootstrapping it is what they call it. So when you did get on The Real Housewives of Orange County, how was that feeling of having that platform to kind of elevate all your projects?
Well, it was amazing. They actually gave me the opportunity, which was amazing, to do a trunk show at the Ritz-Carlton.
Ooh, that's
invite
huge.
Some of the women, well, five or six of them, and we had dinner. I had a full baby grand piano in my room.
Wow, nice.
So I need to find that old disc, because I want to play it and put it on my, you know, so everyone can see how it started.
Yeah.
And it's just been an amazing, you know, story, I guess.
What?
And there's more to come. I'm also doing some interior design work right now.
Great.
I have an open house in Hermosa on the 23rd, and there's going to be a chef there. It's a beautiful $16 million home.
Oh, that sounds
Ed
wonderful.
Ed Minsky is the realtor, and I already did one. It was beautiful. With, you know, we had a chef in the kitchen. I had my jewelry line,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure of the address yet, but maybe next week I'll have it for
you.
And you can tell people to come by there. And then please go online and buy tickets, because this is going to be a really fun kind of an event. It's a good date night or just a girls' night.
I totally think. Lakeisha, what are you doing Wednesday? Are you going to come?
Sure. That does sound fun.
So where can we find you, Lynn, on the social media atmosphere and your website and everything?
Okay. Sure. My Insta is Lynn Curtin, LynnCurtin designs _. That's on my Instagram. And then on my website, it's just LynnCurtin.com.
Perfect. So we love that.
Check it out.
Yes, we're going to check it out.
And I'll be doing a promotion, a promotion code I'm updating for if you enter OC, you'll get an extra 20% off.
Nice. Oh my gosh.
Love a good deal.
You guys got to run to Lynn Curtin's website, and also Google the tickets for her show on Wednesday and get yourself a seat. It's going to be a show you do not want to miss. These ladies are going to take this show on the road. So this is like the OG show. Yes. They're the OGs of the OC, and this is their OG show.
I'm excited.
Me too.
It's going to be fun. And we have another event coming up, I think, a little bit further north, and this will be the first one to get in on. It'll be fun, and lots of surprises. We might have some surprise guests. Definitely should come. We have this Harold Payne, you look him up, he's an amazing improvisational singer.
Yes,
he's got some fun stuff in store for us, so I'm excited about that. So
oh my God, this sounds like the best date night, guys. So we're definitely into it, and I will be seeing you there.
Yes.
Thank you so much for making time to call in, and we're going to get the juice to you, all right, Lynn?
Yes. Absolutely. I can't wait to try it.
Hey, now.
Thank you, Monique.
Oh, you're welcome, love. We'll speak to you
I'll
soon.
See you all on Wednesday night.
Woo! Okay. Oh, she's lovely. Isn't she lovely? I love Lynn.
I love it.
She's the best.
She's OG for real.
Let me tell you something. Her body is crazy. Like her fitness level, because I'll be 42 in January.
And girlfriend.
This lady, I have,
girlfriend.
Like, I've got to work off this, but her trainer kicked my ass, and I went back for more this morning.
I need that.
I love her energy, and she's just a phenomenal woman. So thank you for making time in your very busy schedule.
Yes.
But I want to get back to the juice.
Yes.
So we were just talking about how, in case you're just tuning in, this is Lakeisha Brown of 1987 Juices.
Yes.
And she was just telling us how a health situation sparked, I'm going to say it that way. I curse, but I'll leave that one. And it kind of sparked a business. And I love that, because great, smart businesses, in my view, come from a question that needs to be answered, or a situation that you need to fix.
Yes.
Not necessarily a problem, but sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and so you were starting to put juice in jugs with your name on it, yeah. and your stomach was, everything was starting to be more copacetic, and then, but how did you know what to put in the bottle?
See, you just said something there. I say it was also answering questions.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm always bloated. I was the person you put a drop of bread and my stomach's like, hey, we're expecting.
Not expecting.
That was, yes. God. That was me. So I always just looked for answers to think, and that's what I would put in a juice. It would start off that simple, like, oh my gosh, I have really bad bloating and inflammation. What helps with that? Turmeric. Okay, ooh. So I don't have any energy. I need energy. I need to speed up my metabolism. Ginger. So it would ooh. Be whatever answered the question, that's what I would put in there. And then I realized that, okay, you can't just go mixing everything together because sometimes it would have the reverse effect. So then I would start studying, and my stepmom, she's a nutritionist. So then I'd say, okay, I know this, this, and this help with this. But can I put this, this, and this? Is the science behind it going to make sense?
That's really a smart, that's a smart point to make.
Especially when you're bootstrapping it.
And let's just, for the new entrepreneurs that are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and have a lot of sleep under their belt lately, who don't know what bootlegging means, what does it mean in your view when you were looking that up?
In my view, it literally is like what we refer to now as like the solopreneur, the person that does everything from your own marketing, your own research, your own product development, your own pressing, your own selling, your own everything. You're on Instagram saying, hey, we have this amazing sale going on, and we as I.
I thought I was the only crazy person because we sound better than Monique.
Yeah. But then that is bootstrapping it. Like, you literally build something from the bottom up and you just answer a series of questions. People would tell me like, oh, the juice is great, but this didn't quite work for me like this did. And then I'd find that, okay, I couldn't go around changing every little thing for every person because everything is going to respond to each body differently.
Uh-huh.
So then I said, okay, so don't get down into the specifics. Just make sure that the items that you put in work, and then let people know that they're going to work differently for each person.
Macro view, not a micro.
Not a micro view. You got to like back up.
Get in the because you get in the weeds and you're done.
Yeah, you're all in it and you can't see it for
what
it is.
That's smart.
So, That's what it is. I've just grown from the water jugs, and then people were saying, okay, you got to call it something. So I said, okay, 1987. I used to have this really bad thing about age, like, oh, I have to get this done before 25. I have to retire before 30.
You're not alone.
Right.
So you're not alone.
Call it 1987. Every year is my year. So I call it 1987.
I like that.
You know? And then it was like, okay, well, people said, I want to do the same exact thing that you did when you lost the belly. So I was like, okay, so these are the three flavors. So I started off with just three flavors.
What were they?
They were Morning Kisses.
Morning Kisses. So cute. Morning Kisses.
Green Mile, but I called it like Christmas back then. I don't
cute.
Crazy names. And then one, Beats by May, like Beats by Dre.
Oh, yeah. And that's cute. Play on words.
Play on words. And so those were the three. One was Beats, Apple, Carrot, Mint, and then the Green Mile has collard greens, spinach, kale, celery, cucumber, green apple for sweet.
Now, that's a southern mix. You got collards in there?
People in the South, they always say, I prefer to eat my greens. And I say, my dear, this is why we're in this situation. Okay?
Yes.
We're going to drink them today.
We're going to drink. Let's just let the magic
we're gonna
work.
We're going to drink them today. Yeah, that is like my, by far, that one is my favorite one still to this day. Everyone asks, I always say, I don't have a favorite, but that is.
Because it's
favorite.
Like your children, they say, you can't have a favorite child and say it out loud.
Yeah.
The collards caught me.
It got me. Yeah. And so those are the three that I started off with. And then I just expanded based on needs. So we would help people with cancer remission. So then I brought out 2020, which is like a carrot juice. And then people who had lupus, and then people who had Crohn's disease. One of my best friends has Crohn's disease. So I was able to help with that. And so it just, when there was a problem, well, not like a problem, if there's something that needed to be answered, I just solved it with the juice.
I love that. Maybe that's your new tagline for like solve it with the juice.
Solve it with the juice. There you go.
We come up, it's like synergy in here. People come up with all kinds of taglines. I love that. Okay, so tell me, let's get into the, because you were already a grad student by this time when you launched it.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, I was, no, when I was in college, I didn't launch it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't launch it until I came to LA. That's when it became Lakeisha. Yeah, I was doing fitness classes. I went to dance school, so I was teaching little dance classes in Vegas. But when I came here, it was just Lakeisha Fit. Like, Lakeisha Fit everything. That was my way to get my name out. But
good.
Then it officially became 1987 when people were really buying it. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I'm on to something
this
here.
This is on to something. Like, let me call it something. Let me make it a real brand.
How did you get the, not to get into your personal finances, but the startup is about bootstrapping and including people, you know, taking a second job or whatever, trying to get the money or borrowing. I've heard every story and we all have a different story. But like, how did you find, I guess the demand was there.
Yeah.
So you were able to use some of that income and kind of put it back in the business automatically?
Flip it.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Flip it. Like the block is hot.
The block is hot. But
before I had the money to flip, though, when I was working for corporate, I was safe. Smart. And then I had like an assistant because I was working so many hours for corporate that I said, okay, there's like these events that I want to do and I want to teach and stuff. So I'm going to get someone and make a to-do list and have her do it. Her name was Lindsay. She's awesome. I had her while she was in grad school.
Shout out to Lindsay.
She just had a baby, got married. What's up, Lindsay?
Awesome.
So it's like I saved money from corporate. And then what helped me leave corporate is I saved a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. And then I booked myself for a lot of different things. So Smart. Instead of like the hours that I would work for corporate, I say, well, let me fill those with teaching jobs. I used to work for this company called Amy Arts Production.
Okay.
She's awesome. And she gives creatives like dancers, actors and stuff opportunities to book gigs. Great. So I would work with Amy and then I'd feel like that hour that I would spend from 9 to 10 or 9 to 12 working, I'd 9 to 12 working for Amy Arts and I'd go teach. And then eventually I started teaching dance for so long that she's like, oh, you want to do juice? Then I created the Kids Who Juice program. And so she allowed me to swap out dancing with Kids Who Juice. And then I was able to do like my own juice program.
But it became working. This whole this it just started, enterprise for yourself.
Yeah, it really was just a thing of like, how much does this cost? $100 for some shirts. Okay, how much money can I make if I sell them at this? That's what I'm going to do. So here's the $100. I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to invest in t-shirts. I'm going to sell these amount of t-shirts for this amount, and then I'm going to make more money. It's just getting it, putting it back, and literally the discipline behind it all.
That's the great keyword for today, you guys, because it is discipline and sacrifices and choices.
Yes.
Like, all right, you know, like last night, I did not do anything. I said, let me refuel my tank because I have to have a dinner meeting tonight and I have the show today.
Yeah.
And I work out this morning, but let me choose to take a night down and refuel myself, mm-hmm. and then I can be great for tomorrow. And you have to choose, all right, I really want to spend $100 on whatever, and you have to save it. So tell people, like, you know, you said something in your bio about underprivileged areas of the city that you want to help in inspire in health and through the juice. So tell us a little bit more specifically what you mean.
Well, I'm very passionate about the creative community. Okay. Like I said, I went to school for all these things, but I'm wildly creative. And I love people who they're doing something but really want to do something else.
Yeah.
Like, that is my jam. Like, I love that is my group right there. Like, oh. And so they're like bootstrapping it or working really hard in order to make whatever possible for them. And so a lot of times when we think of underprivileged or underrepresented, or we think of people who are low income, people don't realize that creatives are low income.
Yeah, okay. give us an example. What do you mean?
Okay, let's just use the word homeless.
Right? Okay.
Homeless can mean a lot of different things. Homeless can mean like you're literally on the street, or homeless can mean that you don't have a place of your own and you are couch surfing.
Yeah.
In LA, that is a very real thing. Not so much where I'm from in Georgia, but in LA, that's a very real thing.
Why do you think it's different in the South? Is it that Southern come to grandma's house and don't be in your car kind of deal?
Yeah, and then
and you got the auntie and all that.
The tradition of like you go to school, you get a job, you get married, all of that's there. And then it's the cost of living is so much cheaper. So when I came here, I was like, rude awakening. Like,
oh, yeah.
Whoa, it's so expensive. And so when I say I want to help those communities, I want to empower people to be their best. And I want them to not let go of themselves in the process.
Yeah.
So making the juices affordable, making them accessible, and providing a community where they can network with other people that are like-minded over like workouts. That's just my whole thing, like creating a community. So when you see us like in the mall, it's a grab and go. You grab and you go to the next event, and then you go meet someone who could possibly help you do something that you need to do. And if you need me, ask me for resources. So I think I circulate resources among 1987 just as much as I do with the juice. So I'm really passionate about helping someone get to where they're trying to go.
I can feel it.
Yeah, and that's my thing.
I love that. So if someone were to come in your juice partner, let's tell everybody the location. So I'm very impressed that you're at this location.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's at Topanga Mall. And it's so funny because I'm from Georgia and South Carolina. So people are like, how did you get in Topanga Mall?
Topanga's the jam if you're in the Valley. It's the jam.
I just went in there. You know, I'm not a mall person. So I didn't know what mall was better than the next mall. When I first got here, I lived in Culver City. So I was next to what they used to call Fox Hill.
Yeah.
But now
they upgraded that to Westfield.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. They sure did. Yes. The Westfield family. So it's like, I didn't know Topanga was like the mall to go at. I just knew that it had a Tesla.
Yep.
And it had a Macy's.
And you just and got in there, huh? Because it got a facelift recently.
It got a facelift, but yeah. I looked at the stores and I was like, these are different customers.
Yeah.
If you got a Tesla and you got a Macy's and you've got like a Target, those are three completely different shoppers. And so if I'm there, I'm going to hit all three.
So smart. But that's what they were thinking.
Yeah. So that's
what
they were
thinking. Broad demographic.
Yeah. And so when I got there, everyone was like, girl, if you're going to be in a mall. This is going to be the mall. You're going to be.
Yeah, you did really well. I mean, that in the Beverly Center.
That's
this is Valley and then that's Central.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you got in, you wanted the price to reach Tesla, Target, and Macy shoppers.
Yeah.
But also the underprivileged.
The underprivileged.
Well.
Because I see a lot of creatives. A lot of creatives are in Topanga. A lot of creatives are in the Valley. That's where I live. And it's like a lot of them do a lot of stuff on YouTube. They do a lot of stuff on Instagram. And they're always busy, but they don't necessarily have a time to take care of themselves. And so I just fit in. Like when they come, they're like, oh, this is perfect. This is exactly what I need. And it fits my price range. But right. I also want to do it where it's something that eventually maybe I can get with like EBT or SNAP and then help people who don't live in that area, but people who want to do it and still identify with the brand to be able to say, oh, this is exactly what I need. And it fits my price range also. So
yeah. I love this. So there's a juice place that opened up. I used to live in Marina Del Rey and I watched them open. It was called Creation with the K.
Oh, I know. I know who Creation is.
And Marjan's favorite, I think it's called, is the one of the first flavors I tried. I think the woman's name is Marjan. She's a mother. I'm just loving all her ingredients, and I could feel the difference.
Yeah,
I could feel it, I never spent $10 on a juice before, $12.95.
Yeah,
I'm like, hell, I live in Marina Del Rey. I mean, I guess go for broke.
Neither have I.
Right, but you know, it sometimes you know, hey. Yeah. You spend $15 on a champagne at fucking Abbey. I mean,
that part.
Yeah. So, so tell us what the price range is right now. If someone were going to go to Topanga and try your juice.
If they were to go to Topanga and try my juice, the prices on site are $6.50, $7.50. If they go to Topanga, you get a 50 cent in-store discount. So it's $6 and $7 to encourage people to be active and pop up on me in real life.
Nice.
So on the back end, you find ways to keep it organic, keep it fresh, keep it clean, and how to partner with people so you can bring your prices down. And
nice.
That way when you see people in person that they can do, get something they can afford. And maybe instead of getting that one juice every now and then, they can grab a whole bag full of juices and just keep it consistent throughout the week.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's really great. Because I like how you say get on the back end as well. And are you environmentally sound?
Yes, we recycle.
Great.
We recycle. You're not going to drink out of that same plastic bottle, though.
Yeah.
We're going to recycle and we're going to put it into some programs for kids. So you recycle, you put it in, you save a quarter or two on your next purchase.
Yeah.
But then you put the money towards an account that goes towards helping kids who want to pursue their creative endeavors.
I want to sign up for that like yesterday.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's our loyalty program. You recycle. Yeah.
And you inspire a future entrepreneur kid.
Yes. That's
that was me. We were talking about this last weekend. I was the kid, the annoying selling the candy.
Yeah.
And they're like, Monique, damn it, man. What now? But I'm still that kid, but an adult now because I'm always doing something.
Got chips this week.
Yeah. What you guys need? I got a mixer on December 5th.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always doing something. But what do you think? Do you think that you were born this way? Do you think it's like kind of your product of your environment? Do you think it's a mix being an entrepreneur?
It's split. I battle because it's split down the middle. My mom's side of the family, everyone had a job. Everyone works. Everyone, you know, goes to school. They follow that track that I followed.
Okay.
But on my dad's side of the family, no one has a job.
Okay.
Everybody's 100% entrepreneur.
Okay.
So it's both. It's a breed of both. But yeah. I've always battled between like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Let me go get a job. And then I'm just like,
ugh.
No, yeah. I can't do this.
Yeah,
I'm going to figure it out.
What's this time card supposed to do?
Yeah, right.
Not making fun of anybody that holds down a job because you got to handle your scandal. And
you have to.
I've had every job, so.
Same here. You have to look at your job as an investment. You're just transferring money for time, and it is an investor into what you want to do.
I like
so
that.
So I think where people fall short is if you have a job and you're using that job to pay all of your bills, yes, but you're not putting money to the side to invest in your business and flip it.
Yeah.
Like you have to start flipping it. And then you go from working 40 hours a week to working 30, and then you put the 10 in your business. And you go from working 20 hours and you put 20
here,
20. Like you can still manipulate that 40 hours, but I just don't think people take the time to do it. And then by the time they get home, they're exhausted.
Well, but that's a great point. And I like how you start just subtracting subtracting a little, and pretty soon you don't go back to the to the shop or wherever you're working. Yeah. Bye, guys. But I think too, once you know, and who said this? Let the vision pull you forward.
Yeah.
Because when you're excited about doing whatever you're doing, I stay up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go to bed. Yeah. I need to go to bed, but I don't.
People tell me I need to go to bed.
Shut the engines down.
But I don't. It's like legit this morning. So I woke up at 5.
Yeah.
I pressed. I went to the mall.
Pressed the juice.
Pressed the juice.
Not the hair.
There's two metal plates and you put the produce and you press it. And then went to the mall and then I'm here and then I have to press again. And then this is like a slow day. And this is me. This is me exhausted.
Yeah.
But I'm
you look great.
But thank you.
You're welcome.
But I'm so excited. It's like when you're not stressed about how you're going to pay your bills,
yeah,
and when you're not stressed about just selling, like the opportunity stuff just really starts coming.
Yeah,
you know, you have to just know that you've never been at a point where you were never really just okay. Like you've always been okay.
That's really good point.
Yeah, even if you're down to your last dollar, think about when have you really just not been okay? You've always been okay. You're gonna make it, and then. The energy, money is energy. Everything is energy. And it just start opening up. Like when you're like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm available. Like you're going to be there because everything in the universe is working for you. So just don't say no. Just get up, do it, and stop complaining.
Come from a place of yes and don't move out of fear.
Don't move out of fear.
And you're right. I would say, you know, you don't get all these ideas and things just to be left by the wayside. There's one thing is leading to the next.
And it will eventually make sense. You would be surprised at how many people I met when I first got here when I was working for corporate to now I'm here and I'm like, whoa, that person that I met who was in this creative space and I was thinking, oh, they're so cool, but you know, I'm working, I gotta go to work. It comes back and then you're working with that person on another project or you're being featured in something. And it's just so cool to see it all come together.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything that you've been through, you've survived it because you're still here.
Yeah, that part.
Because, I mean, it got real shady for a moment there.
Yeah.
It was like hotels for 9 months.
Yeah. Hey.
That was scary.
That was scary?
But kind of fun because I was like, I got away with it again. I keep getting away with
it. And you look back at it and you're like, I did that.
I'm still, I'm still here. Like, my friends aren't going to let me sleep on the street, but I got too much pride. They've got kids and shit. I'm a grown up. Like, I got to get a hotel.
But you know, LA has this very funny way of never making you feel like a grown up.
Really? I'm born and raised here, girl. I don't know.
Really? I know I'm 32.
Okay.
But I don't feel 32 at all. I just have so much energy. I just feel like.
You could do anything.
Yeah.
Maybe La La Land has that effect. Because when you fly in and you see the Hollywood on the mountain, there's no other city that has that.
Yeah. And who you surround yourself with is so important.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're with people who only think higher and they're not afraid of anything, you won't be afraid. One of the things I had to learn with my business is you have to pay the money in order to make the money. You have to invest the time in order to get to free yourself of time.
Like I like that.
You have to, you really, if something costs $500, $1,000, you have to invest. Not everything.
Yeah. But cut the things down. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta do it in order to like win.
I love that.
Yeah.
But time, I mean, money is energy.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know about you, but I was kind of brought up and you know, they meant well, right? But the message was that money was evil. And I'm like, oh hell no, it's not evil.
money is good.
Gives me freedom and it makes me feel better and I can give and I can receive. And so I understood the backbone of that statement from the verse.
Yeah.
But I love money and money loves me and it comes to me frequently and often and easily. That's what you have to say.
You have to say that.
I got that from like Abraham Hicks, but you gotta. Because it's not evil. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. People do evil things.
It's a tool. It's a resource. Like if I love money and I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I don't.
Yeah.
I do. Money allows me to live the lifestyle that I want. Yeah. More money of it will make me be able to live even more of a happy. It's like, why not? You only get one life in this lifetime.
Right.
So why not do every single thing that you want to do? What are you saving that experience for?
Right.
You know?
No, I love that. Because what if you come back as a mouse next time? Then that sucks.
I'm
just kidding. Be good in this lifetime and seize the moment. So
legit.
I love it. So you've got to look at the time has already flown. We've got 5 minutes left. I told you it would go fast.
It went by so fast.
Yeah, and you came in with all that good energy. So where can people find you on social media? You got 2 minutes to tell us everything.
Okay, so you can find me on 1987juices.com. There's a chat section there. We're available anytime, any day.
any night. You can hit us up on Instagram or Facebook at 1987 Juices on Instagram, and Facebook, our page is the same, 1987 Juices.
Nice. Yeah. 1987's a good year.
Hey.
I love it. So you have any events coming up or anything you're doing, or where can people find you? If they just pop up on you?
Yes. Topanga? You can pop up on me in Topanga. We do doorstep delivery. So if you place an order, you get it within 48 hours to your door. This weekend on the 19th, we'll be at Superfest. My girl Olympia is having her first vegan festival for South LA, which I'm so proud of.
Good girl. So got some options out there.
Got some options. So that's on the 19th. And then on the 20th, I'll be at the Come Up LA. And that's going to be in South LA, also at Vector 90. The co-working space that David Gross and Nipsey Hussle put together. So
that's on the 20th. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Seeing his whole legacy keep expanding.
Keep expanding.
That's wonderful. So I love that.
Yeah. So we'll be out here in these streets.
You'll be out here in these streets.
Every weekend we're out in these streets.
I would say streets. That's what the kids say.
So if you out in the streets, pull through
and pop up on the pop-up.
Pop up on the pop-up. Yeah.
I love you. You are so great. I'm going to try to get you to a couple of my things.
Okay.
Because we need some juice.
Hey, I got the juice, girl. I'm ready.
Do you do custom juices for people with certain things? I know that you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do. A lot of people... So, for instance, when people are dealing with like certain things, arthritis or whatever it is, I'm not a doctor, but I try my best to put together packages specifically for them.
Right.
Some people just want to go green, so I tell them go green on empty stomach every morning. Put together green packages.
I like that.
One of the things that I do not do, which a lot of people ask, like, why aren't you doing it? It's the celery juice thing.
Okay.
Celery juice is amazing for you, but the best way to consume it is on a freshly pressed or juiced or blended celery juice.
Okay.
Don't bottle it. Just drink it straight out the glass. That is the best way to consume celery juice. Straight celery juice, and don't mix it with anything else. Because after a while, celery juice begins to change in its
elasticity.
Yeah, and it's warm. So
yeah, that's a smart.
Yeah.
So you guys, you're getting juiced up.
Getting juiced up.
So support our girl here. Excuse me, Lakeisha. I do it every show. I get a tongue tie. I'm like trying to flex my muscles in my mouth before I come on. Lakeisha Brown, support our girl here. She's doing some great things. Every time you buy a juice, it goes towards a youth that's going to be forming our world and starting businesses.
Yes.
So shout out to you. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
I'm excited. Yes. Okay, good. And so, guys, I want to tell you I have a couple things coming up. December 5th, we have the first annual Startup Entrepreneur Lab Mixer, holiday mixer, and that's in Santa Monica. So like I said before in the top of the show, if you've got a startup brand and you're scared, you're not sure, you have a couple things like Lynn today, who she had a couple of shoebox full of things, and she made $1,700 because she tried.
Yeah.
So just come on out, call me, email me, Cap Aquarius Media, C-A-P Aquarius Media. It's Capricorn and Aquarius together.
She's a cusp.
You know, I'm a cuspy girl at gmail.com, or DM me on Monique Lorray Stinson, and that's L-O-R-E Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N on Instagram, and I will get you there, and we'll network. We're going to have great food and wine and people, and it's in the heart of Silicon Beach, which the energy for entrepreneurship is really great.
There.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that, and I guess the only question is, what will you start up today? I ask them every week. So I'm excited to see what people will start up today.
I'm excited to see.
What's your next project? We got like 30 seconds.
Next project is preparing for 87 Fest.
Yeah.
It's a fitness, music, and arts festival.
Right.
Our first one was last year.
Right.
This year I had to make sure we got good in Topanga.
Yeah.
We're bringing it back next year. So that, after I get us completely fully staffed, so we are hiring.
She's hiring soon.
Then it's all about 87 Fest.
Okay. So and then maybe the next business we'll talk about that, because I'm curious to see what yields you to the next thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that.
I love it. Well, have a good evening, and
thanks
for tuning in, you guys, and please like and share this video. See you next week.
See you next week. Oh.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.